If you've picked up this book, chances are that you don't want to sit behind a desk until you are 62. Whether your dream is escaping the rat race, real-life fantasy travel, long-term wandering, setting world records, or simply a dramatic career change, this book will give you all the tools you need to make it a reality in the here and now, instead of in the often elusive retirement. There is a way to get the rewards for a life of hard work without waiting until the end. How? It begins with a simple distinction most people miss, one I missed for 25 years. People don't want to be millionaires. They want to experience what they believe only millions can buy. Ski chalets, butlers, and exotic travel often enter the picture. Perhaps rubbing cocoa butter on your belly in a hammock while you listen to waves rhythmically lapping against the deck of your thatched roof bungalow. Sounds nice. $1 million in the bank isn't the fantasy. The fantasy is the lifestyle of complete freedom it supposedly allows. The question is, then, how can one achieve the millionaire lifestyle of complete freedom without first having $1 million? In the last 5 years, I have answered this question for myself, and this book will answer it for you. I will show you exactly how I have separated income from time and created my ideal lifestyle in the process, traveling the world and enjoying the best this planet has to offer. How on earth did I go from 14-hour days and $40,000 per year to 4-hour weeks and $40,000 per month? It helps to know where it all started. Strangely enough, it was in a class of soon-to-be investment bankers. In 2002, I was asked by Ed Hsiao, Uber mentor and my former professor of high-tech entrepreneurship at Princeton University, to come back and speak to the same class about my business adventures in the real world. I was stuck. There were already deca-millionaires speaking to the same class, and even though I had built a highly profitable sports supplement company, I marched to a distinctly different drummer. Over the ensuing days, however, I realized that everyone seemed to be discussing how to build large and successful companies, sell out, and live the good life. Fair enough. The question no one really seemed to be asking or answering was, why do it all in the first place? What is the pot of gold that justifies spending the best years of your life hoping for happiness in the last? The lectures I ultimately developed, titled Drug Dealing for Fun and Profit, began with a simple premise. Test the most basic assumptions of the work-life equation. How do your decisions change if retirement isn't an option? What if you could use a mini-retirement to sample your deferred life plan reward before working 40 years for it?